占地800的，独具匠心的百姓设计，将给您带来别墅式的享受。对。
Chinese people are currently living in an age of rapid urbanization. In most inland cities, this process is feeding on the development of resource-based industries, especially the mining and real estate industries. As cities spread their tentacles across the country, the force of urbanization inevitably flows over the rural areas and brings challenge to the lives and values of the locals.The movie Mr. Tree presents this confrontation to viewing audiences.
好啊，叔哥，咋不忙啊？
哎，总理忙，咱可不忙。
The main character is a farmer called Shu, or Tree in Chinese. While most people in the village are thriving thanks to the process of urbanization, Shu finds it difficult to make a living, and no one pays him any respect.After a series of failures and humiliations, he finally loses his sanity and becomes a psychic fortune teller, a common figure in Chinese villages.
哎，你是来的吗？哎呀，真的，你算的算的真准呐！哎，说就是，那就准了。哎呀，那算的很准，
你连前腿有事儿都得找你算了。
Perhaps many moviegoers' first reaction will be to sympathize with the character of such tragic misfortune.A victim of urbanization, Shu has obviously lost his land as his means of making a living and is compelled to challenge himself in vain in the city.
我那还要不要人？你说我那能干啥呢？
But on second thought, viewers may reconsider their feelings and instead find out why the director would choose to tell the story of such a victim. Shu is a symbol of Chinese rural values.He is continually haunted by the ghost of his father, who represents the strict paternal power upheld in traditional Chinese villages.
姑娘，谁家的女儿啊你？
哎，我不是醒醒啊我。
醒醒啊！
啊，
我是谁呢？哎，尤旺家的二女儿吧。
哎呀，叔，你还能听出是我呀？
Shu himself is a defender of the social system that values the concept of blood relations and intergenerational courtesy. As a man lacking outright ability, achievement and courage, he can only count on his seniority as a way to earn respect from his fellow villagers. But when everyone around him fails to deliver that respect, his system of values suffers a breakdown.
你没在那干了？
不干了，干了没意思。
In his insanity, he forms a bizarre spiritual connection with a tree that gives him supernatural powers, a development that coincides with the reality in Chinese villages, while superstition is still common practice. Actor Wang Baoqian, a grassroots actor that rose to stardom, presents a vivid portrayal of a peasant farmer courting the clash of urban and rural cultures.Better still is the young director Han Jie, a disciple of the realist director Jia Zhangke, who is keen on depicting the lives of ordinary Chinese men. Generally, the film flows soundly, but there are noticeable gaps, one of these being the accelerated relationship between Shu and a deaf girl who quickly get married in order to provide an occasion to break Shu's nerves.However, Han does make up for his drawback through his attention to detail and the use of surrealistic imagery, which is, according to many critics, a tip of the hat to his mentor Jia. It takes a certain amount of courage for a director to turn out realistic products. In terms of box office success, Mr. Tree is not even listed in the top 10, but I have to say it deserves better than most of those in the list.On a scale from 1 to 10, I give this film a 7.5.